So in this presentation today, I will be discussing the disparities in infertility drug and ART use among first-time mothers using the National Vital Statistics System 2011 data. And before I begin, I just want to thank Dr. Eugene DeClercq, my supervisor and collaborator on this project. And just an overview of what the numbers look like for 2011. In 2011, the total births in the U.S. was just a little bit under 4 million, and 82.4% of those births were recorded using the 2003 U.S. revised birth certificate, and about 33% of all births were to first-time mothers in those revised states. And when you break it down of infertility treatment use for first-time mothers in 2011, about 1.6 reported using any infertility treatments. 0.88% reported using fertility-enhancing drugs only, and 0.75% reported using ART only, and a little bit under 0.1% reported using both fertility-enhancing drugs and ART. And while the percentages may seem very tiny, I just wanted to quickly show you the increasing trends in ART cycles performed, live birth deliveries, and infant born using ART from 2002 to 2011. As you can see, ART cycles have increased about 40,000 from 2002 to 2011, and there's also been an increasing trends of live birth deliveries and infants born using ART in the 10 years here. And additionally, the National Survey of Family Growth also found that primary impaired fecundity, also known as or as defined as physical difficulties getting pregnant or carrying a pregnancy to live birth, may exist by educational attainment and race and origin. And I just want to point out that nulliparous non-Hispanic white and black women, those with a bachelor's degree or higher, were less likely to have impaired fecundity than those with less education. And right here just shows you that nulliparous non-Hispanic black women had less than a bachelor's degree had the highest rate of impaired fecundity when compared to non-Hispanic white and Hispanic. And with this presentation, I will attempt to answer a couple questions. What are the state patterns of infertility treatment use in the U.S. for first-time mothers? And what are the racial and economic disparities associated with infertility treatment use for first-time mothers? And we will be examining age, payer source, pre-pregnancy BMI, race, and looking at race adjusting for age, payer source, and BMI for any infertility treatment use, fertility-enhancing drugs only, and ART only. And before I continue, I wanted to show you how infertility treatment questions are asked on birth certificate worksheets. About 37 states, including D.C. in 2011, had at least one questions regarding infertility treatments. And under the risk factors for their pregnancy, there would be a checkbox that would say pregnancy resulted from infertility treatments. If that was the case, they would check it. It's a yes. And 28 out of the 37 states, including D.C., had questions regarding fertility-enhancing drugs and ART use on their birth certificate worksheets, which is about 76% of all births in the U.S. And so they had additional questions or additional checkboxes that the mothers could check for fertility-enhancing drugs, artificial insemination or intrauterine insemination, and assisted reproductive technology. And this map kind of gives you an idea of what states implemented the 2003 revised U.S. standard birth certificates in 2011 here in the blue. Again, these were the states that had any infertility treatments variable on their birth certificate worksheets. And these in yellow are the 28 states, including D.C., that had fertility-enhancing drugs and an ART questionnaires on their worksheets. So I just wanted to note that the study is a preliminary analysis associated with our current work to assess data quality of infertility items on birth certificate worksheets. We ultimately want to assess the variations in data collections among states, categorize the states by what is being asked on the worksheets, and who fills it out, whether if it's the mother or if it's someone at the facility. And we initially want to examine the data as it is currently reported in those states. And the data that we had used was the 2011 National Vital Statistics Birth Data File, which was kindly approved by the National Association for both Public Health Statistics and Information System. We only included births to first-time mothers who are residents of the 28 states that had implemented the revised birth certificates with fertility-enhancing drug and ART questionnaires on their worksheets. For our bivariate and multivariate analyses, we performed chi-square tests of independence and logistic regression analyses to indicate association of infertility treatments and our outcomes of interest. I do want to say that it is worth noting that birth certificate data have been scrutinized in the past or in previous publications for its data collection and quality. One study that we saw that looked at ART recording in Massachusetts and Florida linked data to the National ART Surveillance System, and they sort of used that as their gold standard, found high specificity, 99% in Massachusetts and Florida, but low sensitivity, 42% in Mass, 30% in Florida, and low positive predictive value, about 57% in Massachusetts, 50% in Florida, in 2006. Though it was improving over time, their research, they looked at 2004 to 2006, and the numbers were improving, and it was much higher for twins. And these were our results. So as you can see, the use of fertility-enhancing drugs and ART varied widely among states. You have here the U.S. total, about 1.56 for first-time mothers, but you also have Utah, Maryland, with over 5% of ART and fertility-enhancing drug use, Utah favoring fertility-enhancing drugs more than ART. And then you also have Florida, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Texas over here, which reported less than 1% of use in 2011. We examined infertility treatment use by age in first-time mothers and found that first-time mothers ages 30 to 34 reported the highest rate of use in all three categories: any infertility treatments, fertility-enhancing drugs only, and ART only. For the mothers that were under 30, it seemed that they were reporting higher use of fertility-enhancing drugs, but the mothers who were over 35 reported higher use of ART. Next, we looked at the relationship between delivery payer source and births resulting from any infertility treatments. ART or fertility-enhancing drugs are three categories that we've been looking at. And private insurance was reported to be the predominant payer source of births in all three categories, which was not very surprising, followed by Medicaid and then self-paid. An association between the three categories in pre-pregnancy BMI shows that most mothers had reported normal pre-pregnancy BMIs. And next we looked at use and the relationship between use and race, and this shows you that non-Hispanic white first-time mothers had way higher use than Hispanic and non-Hispanic black first-time mothers, about 10 times more than Hispanic black and about 10 times more than Hispanic mothers and about 20 times more than non-Hispanic black first-time mothers. And this shows you the any infertility treatment use, adjusting for our covariates, delivery payer source, age, and BMI for our three race categories: non-Hispanic white first-time mothers, Hispanic first-time mothers, and non-Hispanic black first-time mothers. And as you can see, when we adjust for these covariates, non-Hispanic white first-time mothers are twice as likely to use any infertility treatments when compared to the other two race categories. And this was the same for fertility-enhancing drugs and also ART use. So to conclude, any infertility treatment, ART, and fertility-enhancing drug use vary widely among by states, and it's likely more than can be accounted for simply by reporting differences. And overall, non-Hispanic white first-time mothers were almost 10 times more likely to report any infertility treatment use than Hispanic and non-Hispanic black first-time mothers. And any infertility use was strongly related to maternal age, payer source, and pre-pregnancy BMI. And after adjusting for those covariates, we still see that non-Hispanic white mothers were twice as likely to use any infertility treatments, and this also included fertility-enhancing drugs only and ART use only. And I want to bring it back to the limitations that I had mentioned before, and that is the accuracy of birth certificate data. As we all know, it's sort of, we're not really sure what the reporting is. A lot of the study that I've looked at says that ART reporting on birth certificate was extremely underreported. Citing the same study as before, looking at Massachusetts and Florida, found to be extremely underreported and is dependent on multiple characteristics that I've listed here. Delivery payment source, parity, history of fetal loss, plurality, race, Hispanic ethnicity, pre-existing conditions, and complications during pregnancy or labor and delivery. And because of this limitation, in our future directions, we plan on assessing the data quality of infertility items on birth certificates. And we want to evaluate the variations in data collections that I mentioned before and categorize states by what is being asked on birth certificates and who fills out the worksheets. And this is kind of our preliminary results. We had broken the states down into different categories: state-specific birth certificate worksheets filled out by a staff member at the facility, using the U.S. revised standard birth certificates filled out by a staff member at the facility, and using the U.S. revised standardized birth certificate worksheets filled out by the mothers. We chose to exclude state-specific worksheets filled out by the mothers since Utah was the only state that did that. And this sort of shows you that it is possible that the U.S. standardized birth certificates filled out by the mothers had higher response rates in all the three categories that we looked at: any infertility treatments, ART use only, and fertility-enhancing drugs only when compared to the other two categories. And that's it. Thank you.